Dr. Seitz, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thanks. And you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for being with the program. Did you see the story? You get a chance to read that in Detroit Free Press.
Actually, I did. Gavin and his family came down to see me on Monday for a follow-up exam, and they brought me a copy. It was very nice.
Before we start getting in to the story, how does one in college decide to take up this type of practice?
Well, I don't think it happens in college. I think what happens somewhere along the line, whether it's in college or sometimes before, sometimes after, you kind of get interested in some of the science of what the current medical technology has, and you get interested in trying to make the world a little bit better for other people, and it just follows from there.
Gavin Azaparni, as you had mentioned, has been through four surgeries to get a new set of hands. Talk about that case and what had to be done to enable Gavin to now have fingers.
Well, first, Gavin is a great kid, and he's got a wonderful family. So they sought out various options to try to give him as much as he could to be as functional as possible with his hands. And when they consulted with me, we talked about possibly moving some of the rudimentary bones in his hand to a different position, and then literally lengthening them through the technique which we've developed, and make him some fingers which can function as fingers.
Well, the operation is very interesting. As a matter of fact, there is a diagram in the story about creating a functioning hand. Gavin had his thumb and he had a little finger, and what you had to do is move the metacarpal bones and do some other things. Talk about the process that Gavin went through.
Well, his thumb is small and his pinky is even smaller, but and he couldn't really get them together to be able to hold things. In the middle of his palm, he had some short little bones called metacarpals. So the one that normally is the base for the index finger was actually in his way. So we actually removed that from its location and transferred it to the ends of the other two middle metacarpal bones by splitting it and creating a pocket. Then we let that develop a new blood supply. By moving the metacarpal bone, we also opened up a big space between his thumb and the rest of his hand. If you look at your own hand and you spread your fingers, you see how much wider that space is between the thumb and the other fingers. And the other thing that we did was rotate his thumb down to put it in a thumb's plane as opposed to a flat plane where it started. And then once everything got its blood supply and healed, about 6 months later, we went back in and we created a little fracture. We actually cut the bone that we transplanted. And then we applied these devices, which we've designed, and very slowly stretched out the healing fracture, if you will. And what this does is it creates a longer skeletal structure in the hand, and it also stretches out the skin, the surrounding soft tissue, and the blood vessels and so forth. So all the while we're doing this lengthening, he still has normal sensation and the hand function. And then once we get out to an adequate length, then we have to go and separate out these little fingers so that they can function independently, and we do that and put some skin graft in between.
It would seem this would be a very costly task. Did this family have the insurance that they needed?
This is usually covered by insurance. Obviously, everybody's insurance is a little different, and we do our best at the Cleveland Clinic to try to make sure that families can afford this. We have financial counselors and so forth that help them out.
Gavin Azaparni, is 3 years old. What kind of function will he have with those fingers at the end of all the procedures?
Well, he's already functioning quite well. I mean, he can swing a baseball bat, and he can throw a ball and pick up little Cheerios and write with a pen. It's really incredible to watch someone as young as he is hold a pen and be able to write and draw as well as any other, 3 or 4 year old for that matter.
So it's been life changing for him.
Well, I think that Gavin is a child who is very resourceful, and he would have found ways to function regardless of what we did. What I think that we were able to do is to provide him with enhanced function.
And I would imagine that the feeling of doing this kind of work and helping a kid have this type of function must be a good feeling.
Well, it's very, very gratifying. You know, I'm very fortunate to have a interesting, fascinating practice, and I do everything in the upper extremity, from the finger to the shoulder, from athletes to people with arthritis to children like this. But of all the things I do, this is certainly the most gratifying because it probably has the biggest impact on an entire life.
Well, Dr. William Seitz is with the Cleveland Clinic, and he is an orthopedic surgeon. Amazing work, doctor. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.